rebellious as a child. I was always got, you know, God always dealt with me. I mean, he would do stuff, you know. I pushed it away. I didn't want to do nothing for God when I was a child. But man, I'm telling you, it's a blessing that y'all can be young and y'all can sing for the Lord and do whatever you can do for him. I mean, right now, I want to do anything I can for him because of what he's done. Like I said this morning, if he don't do nothing else for me to save my soul from hell, he's already done enough. He's already changed my way of thinking. He done brought me out. He brought me out of the way, a deep pit. He's just gotten strongholds away from me and got me away from people that I was able to, you know, sever relationships that didn't need anymore. Just things like that. Tonight would be a very familiar scripture. It would be 2 Timothy 4. As a child of God, it's hard sometimes when we're walking by faith.
Right.
We walk by faith and not by sight. It's hard. It's hard sometimes. I think Jesus told Thomas. Jesus told Thomas over there in Matthew. What was it? In John 21:29. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. It says, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed.
Right. Amen.
That's a hard thing when you can't grab a hold of God. Sometimes you can't pick him up. It's hard sometimes when you don't feel him right. And you just got to walk by faith. You just got to continue to work and walk by faith. When you don't hear his voice, when he's not there, he's there. When you not even pick this up and you know what to do with the child of God, he's left us instructions. Left us something we can lean on.
That's right. In
Hebrews 1, it's now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Right.
Having faith will have you walking different, talking different.
Amen.
Having faith in God, you can say, I believe in God. Well, but James says, even so faith, it have not works, is dead, being alone.
Yeah.
It says, show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show you my faith by my works.
Right. Amen.
Hey, when I got saved, man, I couldn't help it, man. I had to tell God had
promised
me. I knew there was something different inside me. And I didn't know what was going to happen when I got out because I had talked a good game before. I had to, I'm going to do it different this time. But something was different this time, and it changed me, man. And people say, how do you know? How do you know you're not going to get out there? The real test is when you get out there. I said, I ain't going to know, but I know this. I'm not coming back right here. I'm turning my life over. I've got a church where I'm going to. God's already showed me the church that I'm going to. He's already told me. I got saved, and immediately I wrote a letter home. I wrote a letter home, and I asked him, I said, give me another chance. Give me another chance.
Come on.
To do right. And I'll come to church. I'll do whatever y'all ask me to do. And it changed me, man, because before, I would have said that, and I would just have somewhere to parole out to, an address, because to parole out, you have to have a physical address to be able to come home. And if you don't have that, you're sitting there, and you have to come out on your max out day or whatever. So I could have used that as an escape to get out and then done what I wanted to do. But I told him, I said, this time is different, and I know it's different.
Amen.
Something changed in me. I got put in that cell, and I didn't know what was to come. I had charges put on me, fighting with officers, obstruction, and other things, possession. And stuff like that. I didn't know what was to come. And I was sitting in that cell. I couldn't call home or nothing. And when I got down there, and I was like, God, it's not just me this time that I'm with, but it's everybody around me. And I didn't see that until then. I was already doing that. And I just watched my whole life crumble down. And I was like, something's got to change. Something's got to give. I can't live like this anymore. It's killing me, man. I don't want this to be my life. I couldn't do it myself. I wanted to. I wanted something different. I wanted something better for their life. I wanted to live different, but I just couldn't do it. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Amen.
Every man passed away, all things become new. I know when God got in my life, He gave me a hunger to want to be at every church service. Hey, I'm telling you, wear the mask and come to church, that's fine with me. I just get stripped down to go to church.
Listen,
I mean, you get stripped home to church, then you get stripped right back to church.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys in there, they'll say, man, I just don't last. I don't either, but God's done something in my life.
Yeah,
and
that
room's got to preach.
Yeah,
I want to hear the preaching. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear the word. He gave me a hunger and desire for this word right here. Something down inside me, and in conversation that I get into a lot of times, man, some of the guys that I work with, they don't want to hear it, man. I know they don't see it on the face because it just comes out, man. I just start quoting the word, and I tell them what the word says. I say, man, they tell me something, say, praise God, man. Hey, man, I'm praying for you. They're like, oh, all right, well, I appreciate that. And I'm like, hey, man, it works, man. I'm telling you, man.
Amen.
And they're just blown away. I say, hey, man, I wouldn't be right here in front of you if I wasn't saved. I'm saying, when God put what He did in my life, He gave me a place that I wanted to be right here.
Yes.
I want to be right in A. In Hebrews 13:9 it says, be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace.
Yes.
I'm established right here in this church.
Yes.
Right
come on. Tell
I know
me.
This is my home.
Right.
I've had several people tell me that this is their home. Hey, but I know God did something in my life. I can't live like that no more.
Right.
I live so loose and wild out there. I was a wild man. I was crazy.
I didn't care.
I had no respect for the law. I had no respect for anybody. Really, I didn't care about nobody but myself. I didn't. Hey, that old flesh, in Galatians 5:16, this is I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
That flesh will come up. And every now and then, you can't be rude, you can't be mean, but sometimes I want to be. I sure don't want to be, man.
Yeah.
And it's hard, man. It's hard.
Right.
It was a progressive thing for me. I had to learn.
Listen,
God doesn't just take all those things at once from me, because I don't know. Some people are different. Some people takes it right from him, like with Paul and Damascus Road. God, he changed the name from Saul to Paul, and he changed his whole life, boom, in an instant. It didn't happen to that. It would be like that. He started slowly purging things out of my life, because I'm so hard-headed, and you take something from me, I'm just going to change right after it. I know it ain't good for me, but I'm so mad because you took it from me. So that's it. He just slowly purged things and slowly brought in love. He did it in love.
Right.
And he showed me things that I had to get out of my life. And I thank God the way He worked in my life, the way He did that thing. And in Matthew 26:41, it says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing. Is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak.
Amen.
The flesh is weak, man. You can get in the flesh real quick. He's worn after that spirit. He wants to tear you down. He wants to tear up your testimony. He wants you to get mad and upset with people. That way they can turn to you and say, you're not a Christian. Look at the way you act right there. He'll use certain things, certain words, and we'll get in our feelings sometimes. I get my feelings. Hey, he'll hit you where it hurts. He'll poke and prod. And then the devil, he's smarter than us.
That's why
it's God's grace that he doesn't just rip us apart. Hey, send lies at the door. And it waits for you now.
Right.
It waits for you. Don't think that old man can't come out.
Come on.
You can get that on there real quick if you ain't got God enough. If we're not being checked up in church right here, this is where I come to get the healing. We know right here when I need to ask for forgiveness from my children, from my wife, from my coworkers, from people around me. I got to step to them. Hey, man, I'm sorry about that. Forgive me for that. You know, things like that. Even when I don't want to. Even when I'm pouting, I'm upset, I'm across my arms, and I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. But I'm telling you, that spirit works on me.
Oh, yeah.
And that spirit's willing to do those types of things. That flesh hates. Embarrassing the flesh. Sometimes giving up and testify. Don't do it. You just do it.
Right.
That spirit, man, he just tells you, he gets you up there and gets you pumped up. Hey, man, that spirit, you don't know. They heard that testimony 100 times. And they need to hear it again. I love the testimonies.
Yes, sir.
Hey, they encourage me. They remind me. Sometimes you need to be a reminder. I'm telling you, have a reminder in your life to always, because I remember where I came from. I'll forget what's ahead. If I forget what God done for me in my life back then, then I won't see what's ahead.
Right.
And I won't have any hope for the future because He has made some promises. He's getting some promises that I've watched come to pass. He holds to His promises.
Yep.
He keeps His promises better than me.
Come on. Amen.
He keeps His promises better than I keep myself.
Come on.
He holds promises. Hey man, he'll work things out. He'll work things out. He'll pray for things a certain way. And you'll go through a million different scenarios the way you wanted to go out. And you'll go some totally other way.
Right.
And
right.
They'll have some little loop in there that I'm telling you, you didn't even think about it. Well, I didn't think about that. And God just works it on out.
Amen.
You keep seeking him diligently. This is delight yourself in the Lord. You give you the desires of your heart.
Yes.
Hey. He will. The Spirit is willing. The Spirit right. is willing. And right. then, hey, sometimes we don't know what to pray for. The Spirit intercedes for us.
Right.
Hey, with groanings. With groanings. You ever just get down and get quiet?
Amen.
So something just come at you. Like, what is that? That's that Spirit, man. That Spirit, man. He's crying out. Hey, he's making intercession for us. The Spirit is willing. I'm going to go ahead and read in Timothy 4, verse 1. So I'm going to, this is a very familiar scripture. I know y'all know it. I know y'all know this one. It says, I charge thee. I charge thee. A charge is a demand.
Yeah.
As a price from someone for a service.
Come on.
He says, I charge you. I charge you.
Come on.
I charge you. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Preach
Amen.
The word. Preach the word.
Amen.
Preach the word.
Yes.
Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke,
yes.
exhort with all long suffering and exhort and doctrine. Reprove.
Yes.
I looked that word up. Reprove and rebuke. They're kind of about the same. It says reprimand or censor their behavior or actions. Reprove. Rebuke. Exhort. Exhort is to strongly encourage or urge someone to do something. I strongly encourage you to get saved if you're not
yes,
saved.
Yes,
there's a man named Jesus.
Yes,
and he's
yes.
waiting on you. He's waiting on you wherever you can bow down to him. There's a man named Jesus. You must be born again.
Yes.
You must be born again or you're going to the devil's hell.
Right.
Hey, there's a man named Jesus. He'll walk with you. He'll
yes.
talk with you. He'll save your soul from hell. He died
Amen.
On the cross for your sins. He shed the blood. Hey,
right.
before that, we had to go to a priest. We
Come
had to
on.
Make a sacrifice. He was the ultimate sacrifice. The
That's right.
Lamb.
Right.
He died on the cross, and he won't leave you
One
where
time.
He found you.
Amen.
The circumstances might not change, but he'll change something
Come
inside
on.
You.
That's
you.
Right.
Everything else will see it. The whole world will see a hole in the light.
Amen.
I'm telling you, a man named Jesus came into my life one day. Came
right.
my deepest, darkest moment. had nobody.
Right.
Then destroyed relationships. Then blew up bridges. I'm telling you, a man named Jesus stepped into my life, changed me, came
to
my heart.
Every
single time. He'll
That's
come
right.
through when nobody else is there, when you can't go to anybody else. A man named Jesus,
Amen.
Hey, he saved my soul. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Right.
I'm telling you, any man, if he'll do it for me, he'll do it for anybody. I know.
Right.
This guy, I get discouraged sometimes saying, he ain't going to do it.
Come on.
Hey,
come on.
I watch him do his little work.
Amen.
I watch him do his work, and he'll tell me, Hey, man, remember where you came from? I had my earrings in. I'm telling you, I had my sunglasses on.
Come on.
You couldn't tell me anything. Hat on backwards, sideways.
Come on.
Selling drugs and every stupid. Just the stupidest person you ever met in the world. I'm telling
Come
you,
on.
Kids, don't do it. The stupid is gone.
Amen.
Hey, this is what
yeah.
you need to be. I'm telling you, get out there in that world, you'll have scars. Get these stupid
right.
tattoos and
stuff.
Right.
Come
on.
Hey, I'm telling you, I read them all. Hey,
listen,
Lord.
Come on.
You got scars on your body to show where you've been.
Come on.
And I can tell you, and it'll ruin your life. Any of that thing get messed up out there.
Right.
Hey, man, you don't know how. Sin will take you further than you want to go.
Yes,
take you
sir.
Longer than you want to stay and cost you more than you want to pay.
Amen.
And sin blinds. Binds and it grinds. It'll take your life, brother.
Amen.
You just want to play a little bit. I just want to do a little bit.
That's
bit.
Good preaching.
That's you'll see how far it'll take you.
Right.
It may not kill you, but it might kill your children.
Amen.
And you know, I might have been out there
hey.
In this life. I might have been hard enough to handle this life.
Right.
As they
Come
say.
On.
He's not.
Amen.
Right.
He's
right.
not.
Tell
hey,
it.
I got to stand
Come
to
on.
That because yeah. I know that. They might not be able
That's
to go through it.
Preacher.
They
Come
may
on.
Think they can because Daddy did it.
Amen.
What did Solomon do when he was seeing
right.
David?
That's right.
David did it.
Yeah.
Now Solomon's got all kinds of stuff going on. Hey,
oh,
what,
yeah.
what about Abraham? Abraham with Sarah.
Come on.
Hey, he
Amen.
Told me what that was his sister.
Right.
Come on.
I did the same thing.
Yeah,
same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Y'all don't think it don't happen. It's a generational curse.
That's
it's
right.
on us to break
Come
it.
Come on.
It's on you to
That's
break
right.
it. That stuff is real now.
Right.
When I allow in my life
Go ahead,
to come on him,
Amen.
Come on to her heart, All of them.
That's right.
They'll come out and follow what I allow in my life. They're going to allow triple, double.
That's right.
It may kill them. I may be burying my children.
Hey,
I may watch them be buried off of something that I did.
Amen.
And I can't sit there and say, hey, we don't do it, but you did it.
Right.
But you did it, and you survived it. You're right. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. That is good preaching. Walking in that footstep, you got that staff right there. That brother was walking right behind me, watching what I'm doing. Hey,
come on.
You know, they'll be watching what you're doing. They're doing exactly what you're doing.
Right.
They're over there singing the songs we're singing.
Right.
They're over there listening to it. Hey, I heard what you preached the other day, Dad. What was that you were talking about right there?
Come on.
They're listening.
Amen.
You know, they're watching you.
Hey,
I just watched you witness and pray to that, man.
Well, yeah.
You look scared? I said, I'm always scared. So
right.
It's always a fearful thing to stand between me and
that's
the
dead.
Right. Amen.
Stand up right here, be called to preach.
Come on.
Hey, that's hard. This ain't just right here.
Right.
Hey, it's everywhere.
Amen.
To the lost.
That's right.
The harvest out there is many.
Right.
But the laborers are few.
The harvest is plenty.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Hey, it's plenty.
Yes,
you got people out there just dying to hear what you got to say.
Amen.
You'll just walk around and be a light, and you won't live like them. When they see something different in you, they'll ask them what you got there.
Yes. Amen.
Hey, come on to church. I'll show you what I got here. Hey, let's pray about it. Hey, you got something? Hey, man, I got something going on in my life. Let's pray right here. Right
That's
here.
Good preaching.
On the job site?
Right there.
On the ladder. It don't matter. Whatever you want to pray. Hey.
That's good preaching.
I just know it is hard. Hey, but I pray for God to help me to be bold.
Amen.
To be bold, a soldier of Christ.
Amen.
Hey, that I can stand in that gap. Hey.
Right.
God will do a lot after he remembered one man standing in that gap.
Right.
I ain't no telling what he might do in their life.
That's
because
right.
One man.
Right.
One man.
Amen.
What the glory got on one man.
Yeah.
The glory got on these ones right here. And then 4 months later, look what God does.
Amen.
Look what God does. You know, he couldn't send me out there. You know they're watching? You know, they're watching. They needed somebody.
Right.
They needed somebody.
That's good.
And God sent me.
Yeah.
God, and
Amen.
I thank God who sent me.
Hey,
I can't repay God none of it. I don't deserve any of it. But God sent me. And I'm trying my best to stand in the gap. I'm trying my best to be the man that God called me to be. Do I sin?
That's
if I sin, I fall short of his glory. My righteousness is filthy rags.
Right.
And there's nothing to compare to what he has prepared for us. The eye have not seen, nor the ear heard, nor has it entered into the hearts. A man that God have prepared for those who love him.
Amen.
God has something prepared for us.
Right.
This little bit right here, this little bit of suffering right here, and I'll forget. This is nothing but a vapor right here. This is a vapor. But I forget. I get so wrapped up in my emotions and my feelings, and I wear them on my sleeve right here.
Right.
And I spout out at somebody, I'll honk the horn at somebody. That's just what we do sometimes. But hey, the spirit is willing.
Amen.
The spirit is willing. The flesh is indeed weak. The flesh is weak. Read on here. It says, for the time will come, because the time has come, when they get tired of hearing with being corrected. They get tired. They want to live how they want to live. The time has come.
Right.
It says will come, and I say it has come. Then they will not endure sound doctrine.
That's right.
But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers and engineers. Hey, people sit there and listen to you all day when you tell them what they want to hear.
That's right.
And they can't take it. They're soft. They got soft.
Come on.
Amen.
It's called the great falling away. These people got thin.
Come on.
They get tired of them. They want to live how they want to live. And they don't want you to tell them
nothing.
Yeah.
You correct them.
Come on.
When you reprove and when you rebuke, they don't want to hear it.
Amen.
Hey, but I'm telling you, I'm exhorting you too, because a man named Jesus came my way and saved my soul. He's got something for you.
Right.
If you'll just let go of that other stuff. Hey, in Deuteronomy, it talks about, hey, this is the way you get your blessings, and this is the way you get your curses.
Right.
You live this way, hey, you reap what you sow.
Right.
You live this way, I got blessings for you. I got something
yes,
for
sir.
You right here. If you don't live this way, this is what you're going to get.
That's right.
Hey,
Amen.
It's black and white. He's not trying to hide nothing from you. Just
Amen.
Telling you. If this, if sin, the wages of sin is death.
Yep.
The wages of sin is death. It's misery. You'll be miserable. Hey, man, I'm tell you, when you get back and you push back the hand of God, you allow things to come into your life
that's
that
good
you
preaching.
Never even knew were right there waiting.
That's right.
you got they're like ravishing wolves. Hey, the devil is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's seeking. He wants. He's got. I pray that God and the devil never have a conversation about me like they did Job.
Right.
Man, Job. Hey, Job. He went through some stuff, but I pray that God and the devil never have a conversation with me about me. Because whoa, that's tough right there.
Yeah.
That's hard right there. That man lost everything. They lost everything. You don't know when that devil, he's sitting in that fence. And he said, devil, where you been? Oh, you know, to and fro. Man, you know, he's been over there sitting outside on his fence watching Job, wanting to just get in there.
Amen.
So you got that hedge around him.
Yeah.
Just break down that hedge.
Amen. Hey.
But we'll sit there and we'll forget what God's done. We'll forget that hedge of protection that God's put around our
family.
We'll forget those things.
That's
we'll push back the hand of God, and we'll allow those things to come in our lives and destroy it. Hey, man, the more spiritual you get, the more the weapons come at you. More they send them your way. So when you break away and you push back the hand of God, man, it's better to have not known than to have known. It's better. Hey, look, you live in a way, you're being an example for Christ, and people are watching your life, and man, that's the thing to live like him. And then they watch you turn from that.
Right.
Hey, you'd be better off putting a milestone around your neck.
Yeah, right.
You don't know who you may fall. Who could have got saved if you would have just kept on? Hey, keep on the fight.
Amen.
I have fought the good fight.
That's good.
Yes.
And just keep on fighting. Keep on fighting, man. There's a prize in all this.
Amen.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. The time has come. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Now people believe the lie for they believe the truth.
That's
real
right.
Quick.
Amen.
They just will because it's just how it is.
Amen.
People believe the lie for they believe the truth. And they don't want to hear the truth.
That's right.
They don't want to hear I've been wrong. I don't want to hear I've been wrong sometimes. But then guess what I gotta do? I gotta humble myself, come down here.
That's right.
I gotta do ask God forgiveness, ask my brothers and sisters for forgiveness. Hey, we gotta live with each other for eternity, forever.
Amen.
Eternity. This ain't it right here.
That's
amen.
Right.
Troy is stuck with me, brother.
Amen.
Chase is stuck with me, man. So
amen.
This guy's stuck with me.
Amen.
Tracy's stuck with me.
Amen.
And we're going to live forever.
That's right.
Forever. When he splits them east of the sky, when we go into glory, we're going to live forever.
Amen.
We're going to be worshiping God.
Hallelujah.
On 5, it says, but watch now in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. And 6, for I am now ready to be offered. And the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Hence, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at the day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
Amen.
All of them. We've got crowns to lay at his feet.
Amen.
Now, there's something to hope for this. Agony, this pain, the stuff that we go through on a day-to-day basis, that we wonder why we're suffering this way. We wonder why these things happen. We ask God why these things happen. It's just the price that we got to pay for what happened.
Amen.
Man sinned and brought sin to this earth.
Yes, sir.
And I'm telling you, there's a man named Jesus.
Amen.
There's a man named Jesus
that
came to where I was at. That one day, I'm telling you, I've been fighting physically, spiritually, and just fighting and not even knowing. My body was tired, They threw me in a cell, and I was just, man, what have I done? What have I done? What have I done? And a man named Jesus came by my way.
Amen.
And the only thing I had was a King James Bible.
Amen.
Underneath my bed, I'm telling you, it wasn't nothing with a blanket. I tell you, it wasn't a pillow, it wasn't a mattress, it was nothing. I couldn't get nobody to come. I couldn't get out and get on the phone. It wasn't nothing. He got me right where I needed to be.
Amen.
He put me right where I needed to be.
Right.
He needed somebody that would stand in the gap for these children, for my wife, for my family.
Amen.
He needed one man. And I thank God he chose me. I thank God he didn't push me away. I used to think out there, hey, that's a blessing from God. I'm living the way living in sin. It's a blessing. No, God shows mercy and grace.
Amen.
God can't bless unrighteousness.
Right.
God
shows
blessings. That's just God's grace.
Right.
That's just God's mercy he's showing.
That's right. Hey,
but you know the goodness of God brings men to repentance.
Yes.
God's
Amen.
Goodness, it's God's goodness
that
brings us to repentance. We know that God has something better for us on the other side. God has heaven to hope for. Hey, we got heaven to hope for, and that's all.
Gotta stay focused.
I say that all the time. Gotta stay focused. A man named Jesus.
That's right.
He'll help you with all your problems.
Amen.
Anything.
Amen.
You. Anything. He'll deliver you. He's the Almighty Counselor. Hey, he'll fight battles for you.
Amen.
I'm telling you, he'll climb mountains with you. He'll clear you. He'll do things in your life that you could only dream of. I know he's done it in mine. I look at where I've come from, and I look at where he's brought me, and I'm telling you, just seeking him, just like he says, delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. Some of these desires that I've had, I didn't even know I had until they get met, and they get fulfilled, and these things happen. And I'm like, wow, Lord, I didn't even know. It's a bonus. And the prayer that I pray for comes with a bonus.
Amen.
The prayer that you pray for comes with an extra.
Amen.
Hey, kids acting right. Kids being respectful. Anything. What do you mean I'm talking about just your blessings in your pockets? I'm talking about everything.
Amen.
Joy, peace that passes all understanding.
Amen.
Man named Jesus.
Yes.
Came
That's
my
right.
way. Saved me.
That's
changed
right.
me. And I can't shut up about it.
Amen.
And I know some of my coworkers wish I do. Because I'll tell anybody to church until they say, well, I'm just going to come. All right, you come on.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus came my way.
Amen.
Changed my life. And I thank him for it. And I don't think there's nothing I can do with it. I don't deserve it. And I just thank him for the grace, his mercy. And I thank him for Calvary. I thank him for dying on that cross.
Amen.
And for not leaving me the way he found me in misery.
Amen.
He didn't just save my soul. He changed my life.
There you go.
Amen.
He changed me. I thank God for it.